from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an Al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants who were heading for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis says the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart the camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces in Somalia. Witnesses say the airstrike hit the training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles per pass. Police in central Somalia say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured Monday in an explosion at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. In an interview with VOA Somali, the city's police commander said the explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport, but security forces were able to stop other bombs and arrest 20 suspects. Tunisia's interior ministry says Monday that militants killed 21 militants who attacked, or rather, troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and a military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurion. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. will stand with the Tunisian people against terrorism.
The United States remains committed to Tunisia's security and to our close partnership to meet common security challenges throughout the region. And we renew our offer of help to the Tunisian government following, again, today's cowardly attack.
Authorities were urging residents to stay inside once the shooting began. Ankara wants the European Union to double the aid it is giving to Turkey in order to deal with the migrant crisis. EU representatives met to discuss the crisis with their Turkish counterparts in Brussels, while thousands of people remain stranded at the Greek-Macedonia border. This is VOA News.